Okay.
Hello.
My name is Roman, and I would like to present you how to reproduce a Sigsbot bug in 5 minutes using Vert.me NG. Okay, a little bit about me. I am an occasional Linux kernel contributor and software engineer working for Intel, enabling Xeon RDT features. Also, I am a regular user of Vert.me.ng. I provided contact information, so feel free to reach me if you have some questions. Okay. I will start with introduction of Sysbot and kernel fuzzing. Then I'm going to show you which bug it's which bug I selected to present today, to reproduce today, and then I will continue with shortly introduce to Vert.me.ng and wrap up my presentation with live demo. So let's get started. Okay, Syscaller is a coverage guided Linux kernel fuzzer, and Sysbot, this is a kind of CI that continuously fuses many Linux kernel configuration in many versions and automatically reports bugs and issues to different mailing lists. Also, it supports kind of dashboard which shows list of recent bugs. Let me show you bugs that I have chosen for this presentation. A lot of information, but we are interested in just several fields from this list, from this bug. First is we are interested, of course, in the kernel tree and the commit to be able to reproduce this. Also, Sysbot generates config, kernel config, so it creates it, and also it sometimes, like in this case, generate C reproducer, so to trigger this issue from user space. And here you can see that on the left in the yellow box crash dump is presented, and at the top there are two patches provided. I selected one of the patches that already accepted into the kernel. Okay, next. What is Vert.me.ng? Vert.me.ng is a kind of tool that significantly reduces your development cycle and some workflows. Vert.me.ng uses Vert.me.ng is a Python script that uses QEM or KVM lightweight VM, and it eliminates user space. In fact, it provides ephemeral user space that simply inherits user space that your works with. It uses Virt.io FS, but it also can use 9p as a fallback option. So that's why it's so fast. As a side note, I cannot say that this tool is cover all possible scenarios, because, for example, in some cases you probably will not need user space at all, or you will need some minimal user space, I provided one of the cases in references. So next. Okay, and let me also tell what five minutes really means. It doesn't mean that this tool somehow helps to build kernel in 5 minutes. No, it will take so much time as usual. But virtmeing shines in the cycle of build run test loop, preventing you from maintain user space, installing kernel to VM images, and do all of this boring stuff. Okay, and now let me show you my demo setup. This is a Linux kernel commit, which is contains this bug. And next is, this is my setup. I have here build kernel output directory, config generated by sysbot, repro generated again by sysbot, and patch. Okay. Let me briefly describe you patch and reproducer. Patch is trivial. It fixes error path, memory resource leakage on renaming some node in debugfs. We are not going to go deep and explain. It simply removes this issue. Okay, next. About reproducer, I decided to not describe it precisely because it's auto-generated and it's kind of messy. So instead, I would like to communicate you how it works. It's quite simple, and it's simply run infinite cycle unless it's detect that something happened in kernel using this kmemleak leak module, kernel module, which is called the kernel Wolverine. So let me show you next. This is how our reproducer will look like. I will run VNG in two TMUX panes. First, we'll show this bug in user space because it's readed in from this debug file system. And on the second pane, I will show you how it looks like in the message, so that kmemleak reports something. Okay, so let me start this live demo. Here you can see that I checked out this buggy kernel version and build it using ccache. Okay, now I am going to switch to another window, and here I prepared this VNG. So let's run it. Yeah, now it is run QEMU. Typically it takes about 1 or 2 seconds to load kernel, but we use kernel configuration that is generated by sysbot. So that's why it takes longer time. So let me go to the second pane and enter to another window. So now we are in, and let me initially clear kernel messages generated during the boot. And I need to use sudo. Oh, yeah. Okay. Why it doesn't work? Because now it will clear the buffer. Yeah. And let me show you how this reproducer works. I already built a reproducer, so all I need is to run this again using sudo. So repro. So it goes into infinite cycle, and now it will start executing after, thank you. After second execution, it will show memory leak. At least it must, yeah. It happened, so we see that this issue. So now I am going to turn off this VNG and rebuild the kernel. So, but before I am going to apply this patch, git apply. Okay, let me show you this patch. Okay, this is it. Now let me rebuild the kernel. It will take about probably 2 minutes, and while it is being built, let me return to this slide and talk a little bit about inefficient workflows. Of course, this, as I said, this tool doesn't cover all possible scenarios. For example, if you need to switch between different kernel versions that has, let's say it in this way, long distance between versions, many files changes, of course, you will need to rebuild, and it will take its time. So no silver bullet, sorry. But efficient workflow implies that you use same kernel version or kernel versions that or set of kernel versions that does not far from each other, and this allows to work efficient. For example, if you try to apply it, different set of patches against this kernel for testing purposes, and or if you just hacking on the kernel and iterating on a bug fix. Okay, let me return. Yeah, it's built, and I'm going to rerun VNG. Okay. Let's wait for a second. Yeah, we are in, and I'm trying to reproduce with bug one more time. If you remember previously, it takes two iterations to reproduce. Now it will take a little, it will not reproduce because it was fixed. So let's wait two more cycles and stop. So as you can see, it is running an infinite cycle and doesn't produce this error, so bug was fixed. So this is it. Thank you. Questions?
Your reproducer, I didn't really understand how that worked. Is this the reproducer specific for this problem? Because you said it was generated, or what does the reproducer do?
You mean that if I reproduced this I reproduce this because if I select bug to reproduce for I don't know, to be able to reproduce it in 5 minutes or...
I mean, just generally, what does a reproducer do?
A reproducer runs infinite cycle, then it's loaded KMIM leak module. Let me show you, let me return back to this slide. And I will,
the reproducer
sorry,
is produced
this
by Sysbot.
Slide.
The reproducer is
yeah.
produced by Sysbot.
It uses this file, syskernel debug, KMIM leak. It turn it on scan mode, then it's activate kernel path, doing some C calls to kernel, and then this kernel debug KMIM leak detect memory leakage in the kernel. This memory, this KMIM leak reports this issue, and this issue, this stack trace, is features. It's presented in sys kernel debug KMIM leak. So this file has two purposes. One for writing KMIM leak commands to it, and for reporting bugs from the kernel. Yeah. Other questions?
So thank you. I work on Syscaller. This is really cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to pitch something, which is, maybe you know Deja Vu. It's Deja Vu. It's a tool by also one person working on Syscaller, which is similar, and it also gives you a Perfetto trace. So anybody is interested in this, Deja Vu on GitHub, also you should look at.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we're up. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.